Vistara hadn't had a lot of time to cover her tracks, which was fortunate. Even though she was relatively new to the technology he'd grown up with, and they hadn't given her much chance to explore the Jade Shadow unsupervised, the young Sith woman was highly intelligent and keenly observant. If she had more than a moment or two, Ben was certain that Vistara would have figured out a way to permanently delete the files, or corrupt them so that whatever she'd been doing would never be discovered. He fumed as he worked, digging deeper into the levels of security to recover the data. He had wanted so badly to trust her. He knew that his dad was at least partially right. Ben was attracted to, okay, maybe even smitten with, just a bit though, not enough to impair his judgment, Vistara Kai. He wanted her to be redeemable. But maybe Luke was right. Maybe Ben saw in that lovely face with the odd, endearing little scar at the mouth what he wanted to see. Maybe it really was just a mask covering something hideous and horrible. He stabbed angrily at the keyboard. What had she been doing? Sending letters. Stang. He got as far as Dear Papa before he whirled on Vistara. I should kill you right here, he snarled. This was dated weeks ago. You've been spying on us this whole time, just like my dad said. She turned to face him. She'd been crying, even though she was trying to pretend she hadn't, and she wasn't even bothering to hide her presence in the Force. That presence was usually uniquely sharp, bright, and strong. Now it felt dull, muffled. Not frightened or angry, as it might have been expected to feel to him had she been plotting the treachery he had just uncovered. His brow furrowed in confusion.
You shouldn't jump to conclusions, she said without rancor. You found them. You're reading them even though I practically begged you not to. Read them all, Ben. Go ahead.
Uncertainty washed over him. Still frowning, Ben turned back to the screen.
Dear Papa, I hope you are feeling better and that the hurts you have recently suffered have been well tended. The other night, seeing Ben blindsided by reminders of his mother, seeing how her loss still affected him, and seeing how his father instinctively reached out for him to comfort him, I was of course reminded of you?
He felt his jaw drop open, and closed it immediately, slamming walls down over his own presence in the Force. Vistara was reminded of her father watching Luke comfort Ben? What was going on? What in... And then he understood. Ben remembered thinking that Vistara walked on a knife blade in dealing with Gavar Kai. It made his own clashes with Luke years earlier like unimportant spats. Even at their worst moments, Ben had never experienced the sort of fear Vistara had to face every waking moment, knowing that if you disappointed your dad, you wouldn't get a lecture and a sigh, but a lightsaber to your gut. She had created a fantasy relationship with the parent who would indeed later try to kill her, whom she would have to slay in order to survive.
I've seen enough, Ben said, and started to delete the letters.
No!
Vistara was angry at him again now, and he didn't blame her one bit. He felt embarrassed, ashamed at intruding into this deeply personal moment. Vistara's wistful yearnings for the sort of thing Ben had taken for granted all his life shamed him. He shouldn't have pried. But how could he have known?
You wanted to read them? Then read them. All of them.
I shouldn't. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
She laughed harshly.
Too late,
she said.
Read them.
So he did.
And I wonder sometimes what I would be like if I had grown up with a father who was cold and indifferent, or determined to drive me toward a hard destiny in a more cold and ruthless world. I'm not sure I would like myself. And I'm so happy that you have always been kind and supportive.